It's 7 p.m. and it's time for the city meeting to begin. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting? Thank you, Commissioner Bevel. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. First thing on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll be doing a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. First thing on the schedule now is the city meeting minutes. I saw that it was emailed around. Did anybody have any more corrections to it? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes for the February 21st city meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Melton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Well, let's do this to start with. We have two new visitors here. So why don't we go all around and do introductions. We'll start with you, Steve.
I'm sorry.
You better get rid of that phone.
For a few, I'll call you back. I'm Steve Schwager, the city attorney. I'm proud to be.
I'm Dan Small,
the
city treasurer.
I'm Beth Lush, city clerk.
I'm Bob Stone, the mayor.
Dennis Metcalf, safety commissioner.
I am Crystal Adams. I'm the property maintenance commissioner.
I am Susie Moffin, utility commissioner.
And I'm Lisa Bazile. I'm the board commissioner.
Thank you. All right. Sorry I didn't do that first. All right. Next we have the city financial reports. And Dan, you have something that you want to say? Oh, okay. All right. Did everybody look at the financial reports? Anybody have any questions or anything? All right. If not, do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for February 2023?
Don't want
to pull. Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moulton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Those are approved. Okay.
There were some emails going around about the local water bill, and there was a suggestion made that she be taken off the list. I don't think that's a good practice.
Okay.
Because it needs to be on the list. If you don't want to pay, that's fine, but it needs to be discussed in the meeting as to why they're not paying it, so it's on an official record.
Okay.
I agree also.
I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry I sent the email.
I'm not.
That's okay. After I got a reply back from somebody, it dawned on me that that should be the practice.
I just read that right before I came here, and I'm like, I sent an email, and I'm like, no one's going to read this, so it's just a procedural thing.
Right. Thank you very much. My mistake. I'm only human.
Don't do it again.
I won't do it again. All right. The invoice is going around. Yep, they're going around, so we'll get to that in a minute. All right. City Attorney's report.
A few things. I think, with one exception, I sent the letter that I sent to the county clerk regarding the license plates. And Bob had a good diet. And I'm going to call the clerk's office to find out what they're doing, if anything at all. And then Bob suggested I send it also to the sheriff. I know I'll read, I'll call them up and make sure that something gets done. I'll keep you informed about that. We still continue to collect city taxes. Bev's done a great job. We agree on letters, and then we're working both. It's interesting that we didn't get much play from the 21 scallywags, and then we sent out a does, so why don't we just send that where we have the option, if you pay now, you pay X, if you don't pay, you pay Y, so she crosses out X. Final notice, and we're finally getting some checks at 21.
Oh, good.
So we'll continue to do that, and I think I have a check in the car to pay that, if not, I can borrow it from Dan. Then I released, as you know, I think I sent copies of, or at least a notice of that, we released all of those rain liens.
Right.
Seemed to be concerned last time, and rightfully so. What I try to do is do that kind of bunch them up. But, so she still owes 1 year, I think, 22, if I'm not mistaken.
21. Is it 21, Dan?
It's
either 21 or 22. No, she paid 22 because that was strange to me.
Okay, then maybe she's done. But at any rate, she paid recently 1 year. And then, so we're down to, and I'm going to kind of let, ordinance one, the insurance premium tax will be
No? Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Right. I think I'll be done unless anybody has any questions.
Well, yeah. I want to bring up this. We did talk about it last time, but I want to bring this up. My big thing is the tags, but at the same time, the garaging is an issue, whether it's...
Right.
Whether it's
in with a license plate.
Right. Whether it's out of state or not, there could be people that are actually garaging with Kentucky tags.
That means hiding your car in the garage so no one can observe the license plate.
No, it's not. It's a rate evasion. It's when people give a different address than where they're living. That's called, the insurance companies call it garaging. And what happens is the people, whether they're doing it intentionally or not, can actually, number one, if they have an accident or damages or hurt somebody, the insurance company has the right to reevaluate what the coverage would have been for the amount of premium dollars they were paying. That could turn into out of line with the state requirements, and also it may be less, if they hurt somebody, it could be detrimental to that person because they would have lower limits. The other thing they can do is they can deny the claim totally, and at the same time, in either case, they can basically cancel the policy. And if they want to cancel it, they have the right to return back the premium dollars that were up to that point. So this gets to being an issue of, first off, the residents are subject to, you know, being hurt or had their property damaged by somebody who's doing this. But to us, the important part is not only the protection for the citizens, but also for the premium insurance tax that every city in Kentucky has. They're all at different rates. And that is what's important, because if they're putting an address different than what's in City of Worthington Hills, then we aren't getting the insurance premium tax. And that's a big issue, because that's three quarters of our budget. So this started, I started collecting, well, I started over 2 years ago. I started taking pictures of license plates and marking the addresses down. Majority of the places where I'm finding them are rental properties. So, but there are some residents. The big issue I have now is there's one car in Worthington Hills that's electric. So they're not only not paying tax at the gas station, they're not paying the insurance premium tax, and they're probably not, you know, well, they're definitely, I don't believe they probably changed their location on their insurance policy either, because they've been warned. I've got these sheets that I put on their mailbox flag or in their paper box when I see them to let them know. But that's an important part for the city. I know it kind of, some people say picky, but it's one of those things that needs to be corrected. Do you have a question?
Oh, no, sorry, I was just in here listening, my bad.
You raise your hand, you get my attention, okay? That's okay. This is one thing about my meetings that if I sat in a few meetings before I got into the commission, and it always bothered me to sit there, something would be said, and then by the time, you know, they used to do the what they call the citizens' comments at the beginning. I started doing them at the new business, okay? And by the time they did it at the beginning of the meeting, they go through the meeting, and I'd have a question, and I have nobody to ask. So that's the reason why. If you raise your hand, you get my attention, okay?
Gotcha.
All right? So that's all I have on that. The Jefferson County Sheriff, if you do talk to them,
yes,
advise, make a suggestion that they sit in the school lots.
They're not going to do that, I don't think.
Boone County does it. Boone County does it, and they write people up. I mean, that is where you'll find people delivering kids with out-of-state tags, because I see them all the time. They'll have some school, my child's an A student at such and such. I'm like, what the hell are they doing with a Mississippi tag or a Tennessee tag or a Michigan tag? Most of them are Ohio, okay? So
they don't have probable cause. If they see that happen, they see someone delivering a child or anybody else.
They don't need probable cause. They're on public property.
No, they need. They have to. The only way they could stop them if the license plate was out of date, it wasn't current.
Well, they could do that.
I'm telling you about it. They don't. There's no probable cause to do that. The only way they can do that is if they see a light out.
You know what, Steve?
Defendant oriented. I'm not a plaintiff oriented. But
I'm just.
About probable cause, Bob. I mean,
I can tell you, Boone County used to set up on the friggin' dang street in our neighborhood when I lived up there. We had a county road, and they would sit on it. They would sit at the school too.
That's before they changed the laws on probable cause. It's a lot stricter now. And, you know, I'm just telling you, you can't do that.
It's a violation of KRS 186.150.
If the license plate is dated, then they can pull them over. If it's someone with an Arizona plate
If they have an Arizona plate and my kid's an A student at Eastern High School, they don't have probable cause.
I'm grandma from out of town. I'm taking the school today.
If it's a license plate, it's good. If it's a dated plate.
They could have bought the car from somebody else that had a kid in that.
You guys are too easy. You guys are too easy, okay? All they got to do is ask them. I mean, it's not like they're doing anything. They're not accusing anything.
They're gun shy anyway right now because of...
I know. I know. They're gun shy on everything. But anyhow. All right. Just a suggestion. Run it past them, please.
I'll ask them. Like my mother said, knows an answer, you know.
Well, what if they're parked down at JPCS every freaking damn day? At their business building.
It could be a rental car with an Arizona plate.
I turned in the person at the post office for an Illinois tag. Guess what? They now have a Kentucky tag. Okay?
How do you know that?
Because I know where it was parked. It was parked there every week for 4 weeks. So I reported it. I basically gave, I don't have to give the person's name, I just gave them where I saw it. And I put on there that it was at the Linden Post Office for the last 4 weeks, and this is their address.
But it could have been coincidental. It could have been that they had to go in because of the birth of their...
It was parked in the same spot.
Or wasn't moving.
It was parked in... You know how Linden is? It's on the left.
So you're assuming that it never moved in those 4 years?
No, it never...
He's assuming it's an employee.
It's an employee. Okay.
The person probably got fired.
No, it's probably the postmaster. And they got the letter and they put the license plate on them. I noticed that today, by the way. All right.
I'll tell you this. We were going to get so slow mail or at my mail kiosk that we might get mail three times a week. So I went out there one day, and there's a guy there, and I said, "Thanks, man. Where are you from?" He says, "We're in West Virginia. They're bringing in people from out of state to deliver mail." So there could have been someone doing that.
Well,
I'm teasing Robert, but that's just...
Let me. It worked, okay. I talked to people at... by the way, there's a website. I've got it posted on our website now, I think. It's called Free Roaders. Free Roaders is a place where you can report anonymously car tags. Okay? So, here again, this is... And I called... It's the Department of Revenue, by the way. I called the Department of Revenue to see what they do. He says, "Oh, yeah, we sit here every day." He says, "We're three people short. There's five openings. They have three people short, but they're there every day getting these free roader notices, and they mail letters out to those houses." He says, "We can't enforce it, but it puts a scare into them when they get a letter from the Department of Revenue." So that does work. So there's no other matters. Okay. Old business.
Well, my tree got cleaned up by some unknown citizen, the tree that fell in the two houses on Pulaski. So I think it was one of the citizens that lived on Pulaski that cleaned it up, but I don't have it confirmed.
No, the person who owns the property got a notice from code enforcement.
Well, I know they did, but I don't know for sure if they cleaned it up because of that or if it was the people on Pulaski.
I think they did, because I know the person that lives in one of the two houses on Pulaski, and he's irate, so I talked to him.
Is he less irate now that the tree is cleaned up?
No, he was irate before the tree got cleaned up. Wanted to know when it was going to get cleaned up. It'd been there for 2 months. I'm like, "No, it hasn't." But it doesn't really matter. It got cleaned up. I mean, Dennis and I went to find it, and it was nowhere. And it got, the tree line is, or the area is cleared up all the way to the fence. So that's why I believe it was, they got the letter, they got it cleaned up that following week. All right.
Do you want me to discuss the water bill?
Go ahead, yes, please.
Bev had sent me an email on 3-1. Asking about a new water bill that was sent to us with an additional $14.40 attached to the amount. So I called on 3-2 and I got a lead of the billing team. And she said that she could not find any record of the rep waiving our fee. Our 44-minute, our hour and 35-minute phone conversation on February 21st, and she was going to have to pull the tapes and listen to them and would call me back. So on 3-3, she called me back, and she never really commented on the conversation for the hour and 35 minutes. On the 21st, but she listened to the initial request for shutoff. She said that the addresses weren't spoken between myself and the rep that took it, but we agreed on the addresses. And of course, I asked, could I hear the recording, and she said, you know, she wasn't able to let me do that. But anyhow, she agreed to waive the fee again with the additional $14.40.
Okay.
So I guess we will have to see.
Wait and see.
Hopefully, you know, the only way, since we don't know, because it's an automatic payment.
No, it's not. No, I checked with Dan after the last meeting, and he says no. He tells it when to go. So
okay.
We stopped the 14.
There's two water bills that we get. One of them's on automatic payment. I can never figure out how to get this one on automatic payment.
So we just pay it.
For the irrigation?
For that.
That particular location.
Okay. Well, what would they do? Just wait? So they wouldn't be reimbursing us. They would just...
They haven't been paid.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Because at this point, I'm not trusting their representatives.
No, they're lying.
Yeah, you know. So.
Thank you for all your hard work on that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susan.
Well, it's, I'm kind of flabbergasted myself that that's allowed, but it kind of makes me nervous as a homeowner.
Okay.
Absolutely. They've done it to me. They've overestimated my bill and charged, you know, and didn't fix it, told me that they couldn't do anything and I had to wait for the next bill to come in and used 22,000 gallons in 1 month and then, you know, the next bill came in and I used 3,000 gallons. That was 12 years ago, but I don't trust them at all.
Yeah. Well, over at the condos, we got a bill, one billing cycle, and it was $87,000. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, something's going on here. You know, something has... Well, we do estimate. I know, but still, this cannot be right. And it wasn't.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. They had, we watered flowers.
In, I like remember 300,000 gallons of water in one building.
We watered flowers and bushes for 2 months, like July and August. Like it should have been shut off at the end of August, September. Why we're still getting bills in March, February, March, it's ridiculous.
Well, this year, I'm going to make a suggestion. We don't do anything until...
I barely want to turn it on at all.
Thank you very much.
And
I didn't want to
see the bills. I'm not seeing dates of service on the second page of the bills. I'm just seeing an amount. I'm not seeing...
I don't know if they put it on there. Is that the full bill you get?
I don't think that's the full bill because...
I don't think there was another page to look at.
It should show a service address.
It has the flagpole address.
I thought I didn't make a copy of it.
It just says how many days of service, and it gives it them. It doesn't say. Well, in this case, this is the black backflow valve, so it wouldn't have any gallons on it. They charge us $13.85 or $65. 1388 for the backflow valve per month, or for 51 days. So, because they've got no gallons used.
And they've never done this before. Like, in the other 2 years I've been on the commission prior to this, they've always shut it off. It's been fine in September.
Right.
There's never
there
been
is
bills.
Water usage at the top on the
there's
second page.
There's never been bills in October and December and stuff.
Well, that's the reason why we're shutting it off, because it's less costly to shut it off and then turn it back on when we want it. You know, when you figure out how many days or how much at $13.80 for every 60 days, it's just as cheap just to turn the thing off and then start it back up. Okay. Anything else on old business before I go down the mine?
Yes,
sir. Yeah,
that was on our call. Should be under old business. There's a next your comments last month.
Oh, that's okay.
No. We'd like to respond to those, sir.
All right, go ahead. I'll let you respond to them.
All right. We would like to thank you for bringing to our attention the Kelly Place Street area in need of clearing. We are a new board for our community, having been in place for 1.5 years. Like any new board, we have inherited many issues at the onset and are working diligently to resolve. We are respectfully responding to the remarks made at the February 21, 2023 COWH meeting. The fence opening behind 4403 Bay Garden Court. This was repaired on March 5th. Per email from Mayor Stone on March 10th, that fence opening behind 4433 was not reported until May 2022 with no action taken. And yet the email indicates that you spoke with our lawn guy for the past 4 years. Why for over 2+ years in that 4-year time frame, our fence along Tazewell at the West End was never reported as an issue, and why would our board not be contacted? Now COWH has turned our community into codes and regs for the vandalized fence opening behind our unit 4403, and that was cited for violation. It appears somewhat discriminatory that one end of our fence was open for years, and when the other end was vandalized, within 68 days, our association was issued a violation citation submitted by Mayor COWH. The vandalized fence panels repaired on December 3rd, 2022, behind 4403, and on December 14, 2022, were purchased and donated by a member, as our HOA does not have sufficient funds. Should any additional panels on our fence bordering Tazewell Street be vandalized again, we are advising that our HOA does not have the sufficient funds to replace, and we will likely demolish the fence and find other means for the safety and security of our community. We will submit a copy of this correspondence to Mr. Noble with Trey Condominiums via email in order that their HOA is made aware of the probability of the removal of our fence. Next bullet is, how is it possible that 3 days our blown down fence panels along the entry to Bay Garden Court were reported to and cited by codes and regs? These panels blew over during a strong wind advisory, I have that attached from WHAS, on February 17th. Notification was sent to our association on February 17th per email from Mayor Stone, and on February 20, a violation citation was issued.
Who's issuing the violation citations?
Pardon me?
Who's issuing those?
Codes and regs.
I'm sorry?
Codes and regs.
Code enforcement, Jefferson County.
Okay.
For reference, on March 2, 2023, a board member observed the fence panel down along Pulaski Court, 12213 Jonell, as well as the fence panel along the COWH open space behind 4506 Mecklenburg Court. On March 16, 2023, observed 14 days later, these fence panels that bordered public street and space remained down, and as of March 16, 2023, Louisville Metro 311 showed no complaints. Again, it appears there's some discrimination toward Gardens at Bay Run. Please advise in writing to gardensatbayrun@gmail.com COWH's grace period for repairs from vandalism or weather events, as we were unable to locate this information in the city ordinances. Both notifications on December 14, 2022 and February 17, 2023 emails from Mayor Stoneham were acknowledged, and we were in the process of obtaining materials and quotes for the repairs when the citations were issued. Regarding the fence panels blown down behind the homes on Lewenberg Drive on February 17th, we've demolished a portion of that fence and are looking at possible options in the future, subject to funds available. Regarding the area behind between our west fence and Pazilli Place Street, we have identified a vendor to clear and clean. This should be completed by late March. And we're also going to have asked for open records on that. As per Mayor Stoneham's comment, I apologize, sir, that he has spoken with Justin regarding the area bordering Pacelli Place Street, we respectfully ask that any requests by COWH be made to our board via gardensatbayrun@gmail.com, as we are the body that will authorize work and funds to our vendors. In as far as the map that was presented at the COWH February 21st, 2023 city meeting, that map is an outline that reflected the boundary lines of the city of Worthington Hills. We reached out to have obtained the correct plat of survey for Gardens at Bay Run and have attached it so you want a copy. It does show that we do own down the Pacelli Place. The Gardens of Bay Run Master Deed 1996 that was referenced at the COWH February 21, 2023 meeting. Our new Master Deed was recorded on July 21, 2022. We would be happy to provide a copy of that document if required for compliance via city ordinance by COWH. Or please send your request to our Gardens of Bay Run email, or you can locate the public document. I've included a link for that. Respectfully submitted to you all, Gardens of Bay Run HOA Board of Directors.
Thank you.
What was that last part?
I would like to comment on this.
Sorry. Thank you.
I mean, you can flag right.
I'm sorry?
You're a new writer.
No, the board says that.
Okay, well, the other,
I just got elected to read it.
No, what you're doing.
All right. First off, can I reply?
Well,
go ahead.
No, I just want to comment. Whoever put this together is well written and well documented. So, I mean,
thank you.
I was your English teacher. I'd give you
our board put it together.
You got a smart board.
We're working on it, sir.
Can I go next? I have something to say. I didn't turn anybody into codes and regs, so I'm not sure who did
well,
that.
Well, on the record, we know who did it.
Okay. But the COWH open space behind 4506 Mecklenburg Court, I live near there, and I just wanted to say that's a homeowner's fence. I don't think I'm obligated, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think I'm obligated to turn people in.
Yes, you are.
Am I?
Yeah. Yeah, you're obligated as the commissioner to turn people in.
So I'm obligated to say, hey, fix your fence?
Well, no, you turn them into code
well,
enforcement.
Is there no grace period?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the grace period.
We got hit on 3 days.
No, it was 13 days.
No, sir.
No, sir, ma'am. I know when it went down.
I do, too. Got the email, and I got the violation. Violation is dated February 20th. The email is from you, and the date on this blew down was February 17th.
First of all, I think it's good practice to give people notice and opportunity to correct things.
Well, we didn't get any.
Well, okay, let me stop everything right now, okay? First off, how long you all been on the board?
A year and a half.
Okay. Prior to that, I had been trying to find out who the board members were. Justin didn't even know who the board members were. So that's why I was talking to him back when we became mayor. Dennis and I were concerned because we were having problems with people coming through that entrance down there at 4433 mm-hmm. and 31, okay? We were trying to get it resolved, and we didn't have anybody to talk to. That was one of the reasons why it never got reported, because we didn't have anybody. So last year, because we were having more problems, and we got a complaint about somebody approaching somebody on Bay Run and kind of scaring them, we decided to go ahead and turn it into code enforcement. And, of course, because of whatever reason, they never did anything about it. Because we put on there that it was a security violation, okay, or that it was a security issue that we had people coming from the Tazewell side through there, and they were basically having problems in Bay Garden. We tried to do something, and it didn't do anything. So, in regards to it, once we had that other portion down, okay, and I basically emailed you in December and told you about it, and at that point, you said you were going to talk about it in January, at your January meeting. Well, nothing got done. So I just figured it was going
to... Sir, we were trying to get...
Well, but nothing was done, or I did not get a reply email stating that you were going to get it done. So I just thought it was going to turn into another 4433 situation.
Should we assume then that anything we do has to be turned into the city of Worthington Hills?
No. All I need you to do is we didn't have anybody to talk to prior.
Okay?
Now we know some people.
But
so when we see something, and I sent the email letting you know about it, and it didn't even get picked up. That was my biggest beef. It was laying on your landscaping. It was still laying down. It was a safety hazard. Wouldn't you agree with it laying down? Yeah, it's a safety hazard. Because anybody could, well, you know, people, you never know. It was a safety hazard. That's the reason why I got reported. It needed to be picked up. Justin had already been there.
No, he hadn't.
He had, too. I was there. I know when he saw it. So you know, again, all it had to do is be picked up. It would have not gotten reported had it gotten picked up. It's a, when you have a safety violation, I'm not doing my job. Dennis is not doing his job. If we see a safety violation, then there's an issue. As far as the ones that are over there from the wind damage during March 3rd, they basically got about a month before I turned them in. I'll be taking pictures on April 3rd. Okay?
I took pictures March 2nd before the storm of those
visits. Where?
On Pulaski and...
Well, Pulaski was down, but it was in their yard. It wasn't out in public. It wasn't out in the public right away, or where somebody could trip over it. They'd have to go into the yard. Okay? When it's in a position where it's not where somebody on the side of the street or whatever can walk on it, if they leave it down, yeah, we'll report it.
If I may offer something, Robin, I'm not taking sides here, but I just got online, Gardens at Bay Run, they have a beautiful web page, and one of them is...
No, we don't.
Now, is that not you?
No.
The Gardens at Bay Run, I must be somewhere else.
So what? What exactly are you asking for open records on?
Well, since you submitted for to tell us at the last meeting, we're asking for those 4402 phasing, 4404, 4406, 4408. Did they receive the same directive that we did at the February 21st meeting? And
is it behind their house?
It's behind their house.
We can't see it.
Well, we can't see it.
Well, if
the website of.
We can't report what we can't see. Okay? If you all see something, you all have the right to report the stuff. It's not just us that reports. Anybody can report to 311.
This all boils down to just a simple, hey, heads up, grace period versus getting a citation from...
You didn't get a citation. You got a notice.
Yeah,
Yeah, you got a notice.
But it
didn't put a fine on it. When you get a citation, that says notice of violation. It doesn't say citation.
I'm not disagreeing.
Okay.
Notice of violation.
But it doesn't have an amount on it.
No, because it says violation.
It's a violation. It's not a citation. They usually make it very long. I don't know what they gave you. Well, all I'm saying is if it had gotten picked up, it wouldn't have got reported. Okay? It's a safety issue when somebody is, if it had been pushed up on the fence behind it, you wouldn't have got it. But it was laying down where somebody could have walked on that green space or that grass right there.
Well, what if they
could
walk in there? It's private property.
Yeah. It's
covered under our insurance.
It doesn't matter. It's a safety violation.
Private property.
Okay. Well.
Okay. And your neighbors could easily walk on it. Your residents could have easily walked on it. And if it's at night, and they're, like most of these kids do, they got their face in their smartphone.
Mine has nails in it, too. You know, so I'm sure everybody sees those nails and they can walk on it.
If it's dark, they aren't going to see it.
That's when our attorney received the notice of violation.
What?
February 27th is when our attorney forwarded the notice of violations to us that were dated February 20th.
Okay.
Who's your attorney for?
Mr. Mayor.
Would it be hard to highlight the properties on...
I know where it's at.
No, I'd just like to know where these other ones were.
Well, if you'll look at the map he sent from the last meeting, they're right here. They've been court.
This is a map. We've given you a plan of our survey.
So
yeah,
but
I'm just trying to find out
which
last
thing.
I'm confused about something. And it's probably just me. And I'm looking at these violations. And one has 4400 Bay Gardens.
That's where the
front fence.
Okay.
And what's the 4403?
That's the fence that we're currently talking about.
Okay, so we're talking about two different violations.
Correct.
And the one for 4403 has a due date of April the 21st.
It's fixed.
It's fixed.
I know, but I'm saying...
A member donated the panel to fix the...
Okay, I understand now. I'm sorry. I don't...
You're fine, yes.
I'm not trying to be... Again...
Sir,
it wasn't picked up.
In the neighborhood, it was stopped. One of our members who told him to clean up the fence.
No, I didn't tell him to clean up the fence. I says, does the board know that the fences are down?
Why are you stopping members that are...
They were walking.
Their
I didn't stop them. They happened to be there. She was walking her dog. I am allowed to talk to people and ask them, could you... Tell the board that the fence is down.
You've been emailing us. Why would you do that?
Well, I emailed you after I talked to her. Because, here again, if I email you, okay?
You're demanding, yes.
I didn't demand her to clean up anything.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, then your next email was demanding to know when, where, and how we have board meetings. We will be happy to invite you. We're just in the midst of chaos.
I understand.
And it wouldn't accept our interest. There are three times.
Well, I understand, okay?
No.
Look, this is not a you and me versus you and me.
We're feeling like you are really taking very aggressive action toward our association.
Everybody who has a violation that anybody can see is subject to being Steve. Okay, I understand.
We have every intention of doing so, sir. But we and follow all the state, the county, and the city rules, regulations, and our governing documents.
I'm not trying to upset you. I am not trying to upset you. What I'm saying is, and I said it before, since 2019. Starting in 2019, when I became mayor, I had brought that open portion at 4433 to a person's attention. And the excuse I got was, well, they'll just knock it back down. So once I knew the board was there, okay, which has just been a few months ago when you started showing up for the meetings, was when I felt like it needed to be taken care of. Because you came in here, if you'll remember, and you complained about the security, and you'd never seen a police officer.
I said I didn't complain about it. You, I said I'd never seen security. You guys were having a meeting on the security and your security thing.
Right.
So I made the comment, yes, I've never seen security.
Right, but we have security down there. The problem is, and think about it, you have egress and ingress. Egress means leave, ingress means come in, okay? The people that are on Tazewell in those apartments are a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they were easily coming, because one night at 2 o'clock in the morning, at 2 o'clock in the morning, in either 2019 or 2020, I caught two kids at 2:30 in the morning, because I used to go to his office at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was driving around like I normally do every morning, and there was two kids on a bicycle. They were coming up the street that I live on. And I asked them, where are y'all going? Because I knew they shouldn't be out. There's a curfew in Jefferson County. Even though they don't enforce it, there is a curfew during the week. Anyhow, I watched them go all the way up the street where they told me they were going, which was a drug problem up the street. Only they didn't go to that house. They cut through a yard and went up to Bay Run Court. So I come around and got him at Bay Run Court. I says, you just lied to me. And at that time, they took off on their bicycle. One was riding the handlebars. They went down and they made the mistake. They cut into East Bay Court.
Well,
okay.
They were trying to get away from you or something?
Yeah. Because I was following them. And I had the cops on the phone at the same time. I had dispatch. They got into the cul-de-sac. the kid that was on the handlebars jumped off, and he ran back behind the house where he could cut through to East Bagel, to Miss Abilla's, East Bay Villas. The other kid took off on his bike and headed up the Bay Garden. Well, I knew right where he was going. And sure enough, he cut down between 4433 and 4431. And at that point, I had no way of catching them because now they're both on the other side of town. They're across outside the fence. So I had dispatch on. I says, they're over on the Tazewell area. I have no idea where they're at now. So, again, this was an issue, and it was really kind of, you know, we wanted to take care of it. That's just one of the places. I gave Linda over at Trish Condos, I gave them a whole report on the egress and ingress routes over at Tazewell Condos because they asked me about the security problem over there. And I think I sent you a copy of it. It has all the pictures of all the different places where they could get in and out of Trish Condos.
And we have the same problem you have. We don't have the budget.
Right.
To put up a fence or anything else.
Well, we're working with the zoning and planning, and Codes and Regs has already told us if we have to tear them down, we don't have to replace them.
So right. I understand.
We're trying to work within the laws. We really are. And
I'm not trying to, again, it was, I told you about the problem once we saw it.
Well, we didn't know about the problem.
Right. Well, you knew about it, but
I lived in a rental there for 2.5 years prior to finding.
Well, then, but the 4401 and 4403 just came about back in September or October once they fixed the one down on 4433.
Right.
Okay. So
4433 was fixed on December 3rd. 4403 was torn down December 14th.
See, that again, here again is, we're trying to secure the city, and we have places that are a problem. And
if we have to tear down our fence, you know, you're going to have problems over there.
I understand, but we're trying to alleviate the leaks. And that was the whole reason.
We can't keep putting panels in at $250 a panel, sir, on that back fence.
Well,
so
it's not a
question. Have you contacted the property management company for Trace and maybe see if you all can work together? The two.
We don't have any money to work toward.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Like he's mentioned. There's nobody to contact or a board. That's why we're in the shitstorm we're in right now. Sorry for my language, but that's what it is in regards to our financials. And that's why we're doing the best that we can currently. And all we were asking was just.
You don't have a management company. You don't have a.
Oh, we're so budget tight. We're going to be doing it ourselves.
Well, you know, again. I understand why you're upset, okay?
I'm not upset. I'm just saying to you, it seems like you're coming after us.
We come over. I can tell you what. There is. I don't know how many houses that I've reported in the last 30 days. One of them's right on Northumberland. They've been driving up and down the side of the driveway. It's a rental house. I've been on top of the management company of that rental house. And I just now got a reply back from them on Monday. Okay? And they've been reported to code enforcement. We've reported numbers of places to code enforcement. And
but Mr. Werner was very surprised it was only 3 days from event to when you reported us. He was very surprised.
Well,
yeah, I can assure you though, the mayor doesn't just like your condo community, he just likes them us.
Yeah, they're in the city of Worthington Hills.
Just ask a question, Robert. You know what? Now here's, I'm going to be the attorney for the city. I sit here and listen to all this stuff. I just sent every one of you the statute about the commission mayor form of government. and it says what the mayor is supposed to be doing, and it says what each commissioner is supposed to be doing. Robert, none of this is in your purview as the mayor.
It's
not your job.
It is my job when it comes to security.
No, it isn't. No.
Yes, it is.
It's
Dennis's and I help Dennis.
Did you have anything to do with this, Crystal? Did you have anything to do with the security, Dennis, that he's talking about? This is your job, Crystal. You should be sitting there with me and saying it's not your job, Robert. Your job is to sign contracts and run meetings and stuff. It is not your job. And you shouldn't be doing it.
I want to ask him a question.
It's your job, Crystal. It's your decision to make. You don't need his permission to do it. It's your decision to make whether or not you should inform them and cite them to Metro Government.
I wasn't aware. I didn't call Cousin Riggs. I wasn't CC'd on it. I didn't even know about it.
I want to ask him a question.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay. What can we do to help you guys? Who would you like us to contact if we witness something?
Please.
You would like to have a warrant.
We gave you our email. Okay. And you know what? If the city offers grants, we're open.
We don't have anything like that.
Okay. We're way open for
that.
If the city offers grants.
We
need a very rich uncle willing to donate.
Okay.
That's what we're
part of the email address.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah,
we're working on getting a phone number, but the email address is what we have at this point.
I have a question. You charge HOA fees, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're exorbitant because they were never raised for over 12 years.
Oh, my goodness. That was going to be my next question.
Well, that's what we ran into a year and a half ago when we took the board again. Yeah. But they're exorbitant right now. Some people are paying over $300 a month.
How much?
Over $300 a month for an HOA fee in that kind of area.
Are they all paying?
Huh?
Are they paying the dues?
We have one that isn't right now, but so attorney costs, you know, we've had to contact an attorney for all this mess. We've got to contact an attorney for that. You know, cost money. Keep it up. We'll be gone.
That is... I'm really sorry to hear that, because
It is what it is.
I know, but as someone... We live in condo communities.
I'm the president of mine, and to hear you saying that is it's very unfortunate. Because
and we have a special assessment in place, too.
Special assessment.
Mm-hmm. And what is your special roofing?
We have removed 27 trees, dead trees.
We are taken down.
Yeah, and then now we've had to pay for demo of fences. And
let me ask you a question. Where are the dead trees?
We're lucky we got them out before that windstorm.
Yeah.
On personal property?
No, they're on.
They're on.
It's all common area.
Yeah, it's all common area.
It's all common.
But it's the common area within the city.
Yes.
It's not ours. It's their proper property.
Condo association.
Condo association. Okay.
Yeah. It's not within the city.
But if it's in the city, why aren't the city paying for that to clear the tree?
Because it's not our property. It's private property.
It's the same thing that happened with the roadway when you didn't want the city of Worthington Hills to come out and treat Tazewell, the road that goes back through the condominiums. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember what the ordinance is, the state ordinance, but it says if a city has maintained a piece of property for more than X number of years, the city owns that piece of property.
We don't maintain it. It's private property.
The road.
The road, yeah.
As far as the trees, the developer put the trees in. I did look at Bay Gardens before, prior to buying my home. There were only a handful of homes back there built. He put the trees in. He put the trees in ours. We have the same builder. With Southeast Builders, which is now dissolved. But that would be why the city wouldn't be responsible for the trees. And
we
I don't believe the property.
Well,
I didn't say you did. I'm just giving you an explanation as to what I know as far as our development.
Okay.
And we do maintain our trees, and we've had code enforcement called on us as well, and we had tree removal, and it was quite costly.
$27,000
dead trees. Well, they put in pear trees, and trees that just weren't good trees.
Right.
As far as the fences, I don't know anywhere in the city ordinance that requires us to have fences. So, exactly.
Nor
so
there
no fences, and the time gets worse. I
nor
mean,
if there was fences on the landscape plan, and they could find a landscape plan for tree condominiums. They haven't found one for us yet. What they found at planning and zoning, or planning and design, it's called that, is a spot on Pacelli Place. They're going to look and see if they can find anything there. But Pacelli Place is not in Worthington Hills, so. And then.
Yes, Pacelli Place is.
Yeah, Pacelli's in
Pacelli. The street is, but the
easement?
The street is, but those condos.
No, it kind of goes.
Right
along the other side of the street, opposed from your house.
Correct.
Yes. It comes right up to where we were annexed in, the five houses entering my neighborhood. I paid taxes for 15 years and then received a letter saying that I wasn't in the city. And we were annexed in a year later. But right there, right across the street, the entrance to our subdivision is where that line is.
Right.
And apparently the line between Worthington Hills and Fig Castle is right beside my home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's on the map he gave us last month. It's the boundaries of Worthington Hills.
Well, like I said, I don't see, you know, if you can't have a fence, it's unfortunate. It really is. I mean,
it will be.
The only fence that we have is that is against the business. A fence at the business that, well, it used to be Power Screen. They put it up.
Other than those with private factors.
And those were paid for by the
homeowners. By the homeowners, right.
But we're not required to have them.
No. Neither are we.
Right.
But it may be in our benefit to look at fencing in 9 backyards and then.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't recall if that fence was up when I looked at those homes.
No,
I can't.
Fence is the responsibility of the homeowner, of those that have enclosed the limited common element,
right.
Exclusive use of the homeowner.
Right. I'm talking about the one that backs up the
window.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't recall if that was up or not.
And with the fence at the west end and the east end, we're almost 200K for fence. Okay.
We have a homeowner that's lived there since the
okay.
moved in.
Anything else?
Yeah. I'll ask her if it's always
there. I can tell you there's nothing on these locations because they're in the backyard.
Well, but their fence, there's a space between their fence like ours and the space to the Sally Place.
Oh, to Pacelli Place?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll look at it.
If you looked at ours, you had to see that. There's no way you could have missed it.
It runs down along Pacelli Place?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Their fence is about the same place as ours, so there's a space. But when we were told by, I believe it was Adam, said we had to get the stuff off the road, and we're working on it.
Yeah, it looks nice down there now. If you haven't been down Pacelli Place, it looks nice.
Well, I have. I drove down there tonight and drove as well.
Okay. I'll look at that. We'll look at that. All right.
So with regards to Jonell and the Mifflinburg houses that they mentioned here, and we don't have an ordinance on how long we're giving them, do you want me to give them until April 2nd?
No, with the Jonell ones or the Palast. The,
I mean, I know the Mifflinburg one is picked up. It's not in the easement now. It's in their property.
Well, if there's no debris there.
But I mean, it's an open fence panel, So am I calling to tell them to fix their fence, or were we just calling because it was laying in the easement?
If it's laying in the easement, it's the problem.
Okay.
Okay.
There was a trampoline in the easement, too.
Yeah.
Picked up.
Well, can I ask if there is a grace period from event to when you are going to turn us in?
I mean, I would have thought it was 30 days. That's why I didn't turn in the people with the trampoline in the easement. You know, I figured I'd give them a
call. In the windstorm, I don't have a...
Yeah.
There's no written policy. When you have a windstorm like that, it's just like we still have a tree on Ludenberg Drive down.
Okay.
And Harold was getting...
Yeah, we have the estimate.
You have the estimate.
And he was supposed to... I thought he said he was supposed to maybe come last Friday.
Yeah, well, it was raining. That's why he didn't come. But... We have trees down. We got to get up, but there's a lot of contractors doing work. Okay.
And I believe you spoke to Justin about the tree that's uprooted on our island too.
Yeah, I talked to him just to let him know because I didn't even see it until a walker told me about it. That she asked me if I had seen the tree that was laying up against the light pole at the end of Bay Garden. And I said no, I hadn't seen it. So Dennis and I on Friday. A week ago, we went down there, and that's when on Tuesday, we saw Justin there, and I just happened to mention to him. I mean, Justin, I've been talking to Justin for 4 years. He's just like one of the guys that I always, you know, if I'm in the neighborhood, I talk to him. Okay? Yeah. I'm not telling him what he has to do. I just figured he'd tell you all. Okay? But I'm, you know, anything that we get, we'll email you. Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
But like I said,
you gotta give us some space too.
I understand, but in 2019, I had nobody.
Well, we're not in 2019 anymore.
I know we're not in 2019 anymore. Okay.
Retired in October.
Okay.
Just we're here. We want to work with you. We really do.
Well, I just.
But I can't keep getting dinged by
you. Okay.
Okay.
It's one of those things. Just let go. Anyhow, all right. Thank you very much for your input.
And if you need anything, you know, my email address is propertycommish@cityofworthingtonhillsky.gov. You can email me, and I can try to follow up.
Why don't you go out to the...
I'm sorry, I didn't know anything about this.
There was a breakdown in communications because, like...
Between the mayor and his commissioners,
exactly.
That's where the breakdown came. Not from us.
We can't fix something if we don't know about it.
I understand. That's why we're trusting Mayor Stone.
And I apologize. I could have swore that I put Dennis on the email, but maybe I didn't.
You put him on the one where you wanted to come to our
okay.
And we'd love to have you sometime. We're just slammed right now. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
You're welcome.
You gonna run?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for coming there.
He's got twin girls at home. 4 months old.
And again.
Oh, 4 months. Yeah.
Nice meeting you.
Sure,
you don't want
to stay here?
Yeah. That'll get me in trouble
with the wife.
All right. Property, let's see.
Any other commission members? Yes.
Good, you have anything else? You guys? On old business?
Not on old business.
Okay.
Other than some budget talk.
No. That's going to be in new business or after new business. Property tax bills. All right. We've had problems with the, I checked on the, like I said, I was going to check on the property tax bills. PVA says that if we use any of their documentation, we basically have violated the law, bottom line, because it's their files that we're using to do any kind of work with. Okay? So we just have to kiss it up and take the 0.005% per property, $100 worth of property, and pay the bill. It's not going to do any good for us to do the billings ourselves. Then
the property tax delinquency notices this year. We need to have a timeline because we've been getting calls and emails about delinquency letters, and I don't. The only delinquency list that I remember getting was at the end of October. And by then, we had had, by the time the letters went out, there was at least 2 months go by, which means we probably had some more tax bills come in, being paid. And so those people got letters, and as such, we've had to deal with that.
I'm
so
taking care of that.
I know you are. But this year, when Dan sends that list, we need to get on the letter right now. That's I don't want to wait until January to do it. Okay?
We didn't.
You did.
No, we didn't.
They're dated in December.
They're dated in December. Okay, excuse me. Okay.
But when we got the list at some time, anyway, I mean...
It was October 30th.
All right, well...
Okay? I'm just saying, we need to stick with an established time period, which we'll do after we get, you know, later on, once we get through some of this other stuff.
I think we could set the date right now and have it on our calendars.
Sure.
And be done with it.
All right.
What about Dan sending out the list the end of October and we have it out by the middle of November?
Sure.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
What is the date?
The delinquent 2023 tax letters going out.
What's the date?
Dan will produce the list at the end of October and get it out, and we'll have the letters out by the middle of November.
What date on November?
I don't have a calendar in front of me,
the 15th of November.
Okay. I hate doing it at the holiday time.
Well, Jefferson County sends theirs out.
Yes, they do.
So, and they don't care about Christmas. All right. Radio communications.
We're going to use Channel 12 tonight.
All right, I'm going to defer the budget stuff until after the new business. All right, is there anything else anybody would like to add? It's now the 15-minute time period for the citizen comments.
I have some old business, please.
Oh, you have some old business?
Yes.
All right.
I am officially a notary, if anyone, or if you know a neighbor or whatever. You know, I've got everything I need now, so you can contact me on that. Can we have an update on the street lights? What's going on with them? Are we still waiting to hear from people?
Yeah, I've emailed Daniel, and I have not heard back from him.
And Daniel's with LGB?
He's the one that is, he is over the street light project.
It just seems like it's been going on a long time, doesn't it?
It does, but Bob said last time it took, 6 months?
Ask Linda, she knows.
Long time.
It was like 18 months. She almost, it was almost time she was out of her commission.
And what about the property we're talking about buying up on Westport Road or wherever it is?
It's still being hung up by the one tenant in the association up there.
By the tenant or the owner?
Well, it's the owner-tenant, you know.
Okay, I've got a couple other questions on that one. When we do purchase the property, what is our plan for that property? Build the building? Have a community center? I don't remember what the plan is.
The plan is first off, it's going to be a community center. What the design's going to be, we won't know until we started working. We want to do a P3, which is private-public project. And basically, they would come in and we give them the ideas, and those consultants would then develop them.
So there would be a building built as a community center. Do we hire a manager to manage that building?
In a P3 program, the private industry, this is what happened in Lexington. That we got told. Dennis and I went to a meeting on these things in Lexington. and the private contractor acquires the prop or acquires the building, does the management, and in that case it was a garage office building. They're maintaining it for they're maintaining the management and the owner and that for 10 years. They collect the fees, they give some of the money, I don't know what the percentage is, to the city for the property, and after the 10 years they turn it the ownership over to the city, and at that time the city can keep them on as the manager, or they can go out and hire somebody else.
Okay, so they're responsible for the upkeep on it also?
Yeah, it's all part of their finances that they do that. Because they basically, they own it, but it's deeded over to us at the end of 10 years.
I have a question on this. Is this real estate contract not dead? This real estate contract is well over 6 months to a year old. Do we have to re-vote and renegotiate? Are we locked in on the price?
Well, the thing is I keep in contact with the owner, and she says they're just trying to get, I've been in contact with the owner-tenant, and he basically doesn't want to give up the space. I've advised him of everything from it's private property now, and if you get a tent city in there, you guys are going to have to go through all the legal work to get it out of there. But I tried to entice him to sign up. He's the only one holding us up. And his attitude is, well, he wanted to buy it. And, his idea was to put a banquet hall in there. And I'm thinking, it's not big enough for a banquet hall. But, and again, he's dead set on not signing. So until once he signs, because they have a document that they've got all the other tenants assigned. It doesn't have a date on it. Okay? Once everybody is signed off on it, then we'll probably renegotiate with them. But she doesn't want another business back there. She wants the city back there.
Yeah. Well, we voted
if we have a hall back here, we're going to be renting it out to people, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
The thing is it's going to be a city-owned building that we could have our meetings in. We don't have a city building. And it bothers, I don't care if it doesn't bother you all, it bothers me, because we have nothing to offer to our citizens for having stuff like that. Family reunions, graduations, and anything else back there.
Free?
It would be, no, they're not going to be free. No,
we have to charge to be able to
right.
Do the utilities.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so how's that? I mean, I don't see. Does she know that's our plan?
Yeah. I told her. I've given her the ideas of what we're having back there.
Well, we voted last summer to have all contracts signed within 60 days, so that's why I was asking the question. I think it's going to have to be renegotiated.
Well, yeah, she's not going to let it go for what it is now. But she hasn't told us, but she doesn't want another business back there. And they've already had one developer try to go in there, and it got turned down by planning and zoning. So, and they turned around and bought it back.
Okay, she's going to renegotiate.
But it was
$125,000.
And we decided what our maximum
amount is going to be. No. Then we voted for $125,000
to buy it. But that was like a year ago.
Okay.
So I don't know what the price is now.
So that's $125,000
out of the taxpayers'
money
to buy
the
land.
Account.
Yeah, out of the bank account.
Okay,
the
and then how much more to build the building?
Well, the building, this is what I'm... When you put the building in, you get a government and grants and bonds. And again, Dennis and I went to the P3 training, and it's mostly taken care of by having that
private-public partnership project. By having them involved, they fund most of the money.
In exchange for collecting all of the birthday party rental and graduation rental and everything for 10 years. It still doesn't explain how we're going to pay the utilities on it and things like that.
They pay the utilities on it.
For the 10 years?
Yeah, they maintain it all.
They do all of it?
Yeah, you do all of it. That's part of the deal. This is, when we get to that point, we will have a briefing on it, okay?
It's so not. I'm interested in finding out what the insurance is going to cost.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get to that point, Mayor Stone, because I don't know if you're going to be able to prove that it's going to be profitable and affordable when we finally buy the land.
Well, you know,
I don't even know if we're going to get the land.
Will the citizens have any say in it at all? Will they be able to voice their concerns, opinions, or?
That's what you all get to do.
I don't think it's up to us.
You know.
I think we should have some.
Well,
they're here.
Every month we have a meeting, and when we get to that point, they will be. You know, it will be on the website. Okay. If they don't want to show up for the meetings, it's just like anything else. They don't show up. They don't show up until it's too late. You know. And again. This is just a project to try to help the city. We don't have anything.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's a bad idea because we pay $150 for this meeting every month. And
right,
pay
right.
$150.
That's $1,800 a year.
We pay $85 for a storage building every month. So
right. That's all going to, in the plans that we put together, there'll be things put in there that's going to benefit the city. One of them's going to be the dry storage. And the other thing's going to be, there's going to be meeting rooms.
Well, if all the homeowners are going to benefit from it, then absolutely, I think it's a great idea.
It's not just to benefit the city. Everybody who's a homeowner, the plan that I have in my mind, homeowners or property owners and residents have a separate fee for the rental. Outside people would have a higher fee, okay? And it would have, you know, the management company would be responsible for taking and managing that part of it, okay? Again, these are all visions. You got to have long-term visions, okay? And it's the last piece of property in Worthington Hills that's not developed. And if we let it get out of our hands, because we could buy the property and not build on it, and we're not paying property tax on it because government, all that land we have out in the green space.
But if a business did come in and build on it, then
yeah.
We would get their property tax.
Right.
But we don't want to have another ground effect scenario.
No, we don't.
No, we ain't going to have a ground effect. That's for sure. And Tony, when we were talking to Tony's record service, he had tried to buy that piece of property. Okay, but they wouldn't sell it to him. So, because he's been trying to buy that Animal Care Society
too. Fill in Commissioner Beville because she wasn't on the commission when this took place. There's also a little bit of logistical. There's extra grass to mow, and they did talk about when I was road commissioner about something about the condo association was going to split the plowing of the parking lot or something with the road commissioner. So there's a little bit of logistical.
Right.
There's something with the lights, I think, something with the street lights. We're going to split the electric. There's a lot of extra, like, cost.
Yeah.
That I'm not convinced that we're going to be able to afford that with the rentals. But, I mean, I guess we'll have to see.
Well, the rental company or the management company would be responsible for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you explained that to me after I was thinking about it. Because I didn't, as a city, I didn't think we were going to be able to pull that off just ourselves.
Right.
After you explained about the management company doing that for a certain number of years, I'm like, okay. I'm still not sure how it's going to work after the 10 years, because then you're going to either have to have another commissioner do the rentals and handing out the keys and keeping
property
track
management
of all that,
group.
Or you're going to have to hire a property management company.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's just like another contractor.
The taxpayer's expense, I mean.
Well,
me,
not if it's already established at 10 years, there should be an ongoing amount of revenue coming in for that particular facility.
Have we contacted, I'm just, this is a question, have we contacted any other cities, our size or not, that have a community center and asked them, how much revenue does your community center generate in a year's time? I mean, that would give us some idea, maybe.
I haven't as far as, like, Jefferson Town, you know, I mean, they're a little bit of a bigger town.
But yeah, but I'm talking about a city our size.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know
any cities our size that have one.
Well, that's
either.
What I'm saying.
Well, it's all futuristic anyhow. Again, it's for the benefit of the city and for the residents, because we don't have it. And the other thing is Coldstream and Fincastle and all those cities was going to try to bring it all in on this project, because they're right here too. Anything else?
Yes, I have one more thing. It's been 2 years. Is it time that I could ask for another raise?
You can ask.
I just ask.
Well,
is that a yes or a no or pass or...
I'll let the commission decide what they want to do.
One of the commissioners allowed to get a raise. Are we allowed to ask for that this year, and it doesn't go into effect until 2024, or do we have to wait till next year?
You can ask for a commissioner's increase at any time prior to May 1st of next year.
But it doesn't take effect until after?
After this election. Or cycle. In other words, you don't get it, the next commission
gets
it.
Correct.
Okay? That's how they do it. But before we talk about raises, we need to talk about the budget, which isn't coming up yet. Anything else?
No, that's the end of my list. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll go on to new business if I don't hear.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later.
All right. So that we can get a locked-in rate with the audit that we're required to do this year, I wanted to see if the commission wants to go ahead and ask the auditor that did our audit last year to engage with us for the fiscal year 2023.
I'm fine with the auditor that did our audit last time to do it again.
But you all. Mean.
Okay.
All right, so do I hear a motion to go ahead and do an engagement letter with Bramall and Ackley PSC?
Is this a full audit?
It's a full audit every year.
Yeah, they do a full audit every year. It used to be every 2 years, but now they're doing it every year. It's the same cost.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just...
It's no different.
Yeah, if we go every other year, they just double up.
I got you.
And if we do a financial report, like last year we could have just done a financial statement.
Yeah.
We paid for them to do it because it's too complicated. They've made everything so difficult. Okay, and it's just, and even, what's his name? Who was the guy we had for the auditor before? Roy. Yeah, Roy Hoagland. Okay? He even stated when he was last here that he told us, number one, our cost was going to go up. I didn't expect it as much, but it went from 7,000 to 12,000. Okay?
What?
Yeah. And I called around to a number of different companies prior to getting this name. And the only reason I got this name is I started calling, and one of the guys that had been doing city audits was no longer going to be city audits because they've made it so complicated. Everybody gets treated the same no matter what size they are. They've got all the check marks they got to fill out. That's what Roy Hoagland's told us, okay? So I asked him, I said, well, this is how I got Stephanie's name. Was I asked him, I said, would you mind telling me who you're, you know, who you've recommended or who you've moved your business to? And that's how I got Stephanie's name.
Okay. And how much are they going to charge?
Well, they charged us last year. They initially gave us a quote for $7,500, but they told us it would be between $7,500 and $8,000.
Yeah.
So, and we were paying $7,000 before.
Okay.
And the first year is always the most difficult because they don't have a history with
right.
us.
Right.
But when I was talking to her on the phone, I told her, you can go back and see all our audits all the way back to 11. And I says, everything from 15 to 19 we did in my first term as the mayor. Okay? And I says, there was a lot of changes that went on during that first term. So she went, she did, before she even agreed to do anything. And she called me back and she says, that, what was you, you know, what was that pricing you want? And I said, well, we were paying $7,000, but I've got it budgeted for $8,000. And the previous auditor come in at $12,000. I says, we can't sit on $12,000. So she says, well, I'll give you I'll go ahead and engage with you, and I'll give you a rate. But in there, they also had that if there was any changes in the statutes or anything, that they would be able to increase it by $500, which they did.
Okay.
So, again, they now have a history with this. They've got the format. You'll notice when you look at all these audits, they always look the same.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just basically following up, checking what we did last year, plugging in the numbers. They've got most of that work done. So I'm hoping that we can keep it at the 8,000. But, again, so I hear a motion to stay with Brummel and Ackley PSC.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Babil. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I'll get a hold of Stephanie. I'll email her to get that taken care of. All right. I sent you all a new budget worksheet, but I did something. I put a new one on your desk because I went through and it started to disturb me when I started looking at stuff. And as it is right now, we have on this one that I gave you this evening. It looks like right now, without changing our revenues, that we're going to be $18,364 short based off of how we are now. And
why? What changed? That balance last month?
Well, the reason why I did was I went and looked at what we're going to be spending on the sanitation, which is the garbage pickup. And last year when we did the budget, we had projected 110, and I did that based off of the 3% increase in Rumkey last year. And when we started doing it and didn't readjust it afterwards, and come to find out that our cost, and if you'll see over here in this area
on the name side, okay, we're going to be paying by the end of the year $129,360 for waste collection, which means we've got to make up that, which we'll be able to do with the savings we did in snow removal and some other stuff that won't come due. And
the increase in taxes or the tax money we collect.
Well, that up there, what we got, the current property tax, that's an estimate. If you look, we projected $189,774. We're right now at $189,774. Right now we're at $179,04 at the end of February. And I based the $193,186 off a 4% increase on the $189,774. But the reason why we come in short a lot of times is because of the discount. That amount is basically based off of, I think we did 90% of the revenue last year that was projected based off of the amount of, with the discount, we took 10% off. We took some amount off over the total. I had that sheet last time with you. But
are we required to offer a discount?
I asked Steve that today.
Yeah. What was the question?
Are we required to offer
a discount? I got to research.
Okay, Steve's still got to research that, because that was one of the things that I asked Steve today, because like 75% to 80% of our residents with escrow accounts get paid within the first 30 days, okay? So that's even though it may be only in some of the older homes, it may be just like $5 or $6, at 15, 16, 20, 29, whatever, on the newer homes. And when you start adding, multiplying that up, it goes up real quick. So that was one of the reasons why I had no intention of even talking about this insurance premium tax. But the way the reg reads, if we're going to make any changes to the insurance premium tax, it has to be in Frankfort on the 23rd of March. Okay? This was unfortunate. Day after tomorrow. So that is one of the reasons why I sent the email out recommending that we increase it to 8%. And I sent you all those lists. And if you'll notice, did I not give you the little sheet of paper? I had a little sheet of paper here, okay? And I attached it to the ordinance. Okay. Yeah, those little sheets. Okay. Here's the ordinance, and on the back there's a little sheet of paper, and that shows. Those are numbers that come off my insurance policies, by the way. Of course, I won't get hit with it till next year, so I'll even have more to pay. Because my insurance is due in May. I got this just the other day. I got the renewal rates for it. Okay. And I know I made 8 of these things. How many of y'all got that?
Oh. Okay.
What's this?
I don't have any sheet.
Okay. Oh, you got one.
I've got one.
Okay. is, this little sheet shows my insurance rate for 22 at 6%, okay? And if I was going to be taxed, my insurance being goes into effect in May, so I don't get hit till next year. But I wanted to show you example on what it would be starting in July, okay? And as you can see, the difference that the 2% makes, in my case, if it was renewed after July 1st, would be $96.99.
And my question is, we haven't even looked at the budget to see if we can trim anything. Why don't we do that? Well, I mean, I know what you're saying about March the 23rd and having to make that decision to raise the taxes another 2%. What if we don't have a shortfall?
What if we, all that money goes into the bank account, which pays for the building?
All that money goes into the bank account?
All your snow money goes into the bank account, never to be seen again.
That's not true. Because my plan was, that 2% would, based off of what we get, our insurance premiums are going to come in right on budget if we get everything right. It's going to come in right at $150 and some odd. Okay.
But I think people are so, I don't know, I am. I mean, JCPS is not just out of the park with that tax increase. And now the city of Worthington Hills is wanting to increase the insurance tax.
And he's going to raise the regular taxes 4% anyway. I mean, we're going to have to because her sanitation goes up, you know, her electric goes
it's
up.
Not me, it's the city. It's not me. I mean, I have no control over this.
Your bills,
I am not
go
driven
up.
By greed by anything.
No, but
I mean, I'm not.
Your bills go up.
Quite
it is waste disposal we have to provide.
Sure, but I'm looking at, and I'm looking at this thing with the snow removal. We've done good so far with what we had in our budget for 2020.
We were lucky.
And you're talking about raising it $15,000. Why?
I mean, it was $40,000. I gave $15,000.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying
to try to
we've done all right.
Safety.
We have less than $40,000.
Correct. We do have Mason as Mo Better Kentucky as our vendor. It lives in the city. He has a good price and everything like that. We did have another vendor when I was first road commissioner, and it was like $4,100 to drop a load of salt. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't say what would happen if Mason decided not to be our vendor anymore, how much that would affect your budget. But
there again, we've got rope.
There's $20,000 that is going to go into the bank account, you know, in July or June 30th.
What road fund money are you talking about? This budget is from year to year.
Yeah, the road fund isn't the same as the snow removal budget.
Oh, I know that, but I'm saying I just don't.
You can't take any salt and snow removal out of the restricted funds. That's not allowed.
You can't. You got $300,000 in the bank for road funds.
That's for repair, painting of the feed humps.
Inside the curb.
Inside the curb.
But everything is one bucket. You can take, because that is what I did. I gave money out of the snow budget in order to try to.
But that's out of the general fund.
Correct.
Okay.
But what she's saying is we can give money out of the snow budget to offset Rumpke's increase.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's projecting for you can't project what's going to be next winter. And I sent.
You're exactly right. You cannot project.
Okay, but let me tell you, I sent an email out on Saturday,
I told you about
El Nino and the El Nidro, okay? And both of them are gone. That's why West Coast is getting that atmospheric river out there, because they're not being controlled by the El Nidro and the El Nidro. El Nidra and El Madro, okay, whatever it is. And right now, El Nidra, which is in the Gulf of Mexico area, has vanished. And that's what's been controlling our good weather, because it's more drier. And it's pushed all that bad weather north.
But see, what you don't take into consideration is that I'm a praying woman. And I'll pray for her. I'm just saying.
I understand, but you can't. But here again is that fair to the commission and the residents? Because we'll be here next, probably maybe even early as December, already looking. It only takes, if we plan on, how many snow events did we have this year? One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and what are we paid out?
And we had to pay more for that because we had him go through once, but then you insisted that he come through again, and the second application cost more. And I would have been happy with leaving it like it was. So there again, and no offense, but you know, are you going to stay in your own lane, Mr. Mayor, and let us?
You asked me what my opinion was.
I did.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't make me say I pushed it off on you. Okay?
You asked me. I'm saying going forward, now that I know this, but I just hate to see that much money. I mean,
even if we took $15,000 out, we're still $3,000 short. And here again, how many trees have you got to remove? That's another windstorm. Okay, how much money have we put out on that? You know, we haven't even got to the end of the blowing season, and
you're right.
And I know that our property assessment this year is going to be over that $5,000. Because it's going to go based off of what PVA lists our property values at. Okay? I'm projecting that to be $6,000. But again, we've got other items in that particular category because we have the operating expense has a total of $21,000. We're at $15,571, so we're right on the tusk of maxing it out.
Well, what falls under operating expense?
It's right there, the whole list.
Okay.
Attorney fee, audit fee, code enforcement, which doesn't have anything on it, insurance premium and bonds. You know, and that there was last year's, and we won't know what that price is until April or May, so that can be adjusted.
Media expense?
Huh?
Media expense. What
Courier,
is that?
Courier Journal.
Courier Journal, government dues, subscriptions, and web page.
Okay, government dues and subscriptions. And I know it's probably just a little bitty amount, but I don't really care if I get these anymore. You know. I'm just saying.
Well, the two that I know that are in there are the KLC and the Jefferson County League of Cities.
And the KLC we get online.
No. No, you have to be a member.
Well.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So that's what you're saying. Okay, I got that. I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, we'll be able to adjust some of this stuff come June just so we can make sure that we line up everything for our audit, but
we have to make a decision tonight about what to do with the taxes.
With the premium insurance tax, yes.
Yeah.
Because we don't get a second chance on it.
You're right.
Okay. And here again, this is why I've been so adamant about this thing with this garaging. This is part of the reason why we're at where we're at. I am sure there are people in the city who are managing to the garage their insurance premium, because Louisville and Lexington are the two highest districts in the insurance risk factors in Kentucky, with Northern Kentucky coming in third. Okay? So, you know, again, this is legally the only thing that we can do at any level that isn't restricted by our Commonwealth Constitution.
Is there not a way that we can carry over whatever she doesn't spend in snow removal?
Yeah, we can do that, but we won't know how much that's going to be because we're still, we're March, April, May, June. We're 4 months away. Okay, and 4 months, we still have garbage, we still have street lighting, which, again, that's going to be close to the $30,000 based off. I took all these numbers today that I thought we were going to be close on.
Yeah.
I divided them by 8 because that's how many months it is, and then multiplied them by 12 to come up with where I'm projecting we're going to be at the end of June. And again, we've done good with the snow and ice roof. My biggest thing was whatever left over, which I'm projecting, whatever left over this year, which I'm projecting to be about 20,000 to 30,000, that we put it in the right categories, and anything else we put up here in carryover. Right now, I don't have anything up there in carryover. And the reason why I don't have it up there in carryover is because I don't know what these numbers down in the utilities are. This is, and again,
I don't know about this before. I mean, the March 23rd deadline.
I didn't know about it until I looked it up because I thought it was after the 1st of May or 1st of April. So it wouldn't have mattered, even if we did have the 1st of April, it still has to, you know. And I gave you this stuff on Saturday, okay? As soon as I figured, you know, as soon as I checked
on. We're not going to talk about it until we get the meeting. So.
Well, you could have called me. I've explained it to you. I don't have any problem with that. But I mean, I'm not, the 2% is going to give us almost enough to cover the 3% on Rumpke. And that's if we can keep Rumpke from including the additional expense which they have in their contract for any increases in fuel. The argument on that is you got a big chunk up front. And that was, you know, our benefit was they extended. But at the same time, they covered their over expenses or their under expenses by giving us the same amount. But again, I mean, that's why I gave you these numbers. When I looked at that on Saturday, because I've been thinking about this for a while since I gave, the first thing I did last month was just get something out for the fact that we have the state of the city, and in my state of the city, I said there's going to be hard decisions that have to be made.
Yeah, I agree with you. And
I mean, and again, in our Constitution, we're not allowed to run a deficit. We can't plan on a deficit.
And I probably didn't ask this question correctly before, because I said, what are operation expense? And you said, mileage, office equipment, postage.
Oh, operations. That's them, yeah.
What is operations? What do we spend $2,500 for in operations? You see, we got mileage, office equipment.
Oh, ask Dan.
$2,500. What is that?
We spent $3,000 on it this year.
We've already spent $3,300. It's probably.
Yeah, and what I'm asking, what did we spend that on?
Right.
What is operations? We've got
mileage,
office,
this
building.
Okay, so we got
rent here.
So that's 1,800 by itself.
rent on this meeting space.
I'm sorry, Dan, speak up.
Rent for this.
That's $1,800.
Okay, so that's all
rent,
right. So that's what I'm asking.
Rent on the storage.
Rent on the storage.
Okay.
There's another.
Well, that's fine. I just didn't
know
what.
Yeah, I think the lockbox fee for the bank.
Right.
Is in that.
Okay, I just didn't know what was in that umbrella.
Post office box is probably in that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a problem raising the premium tax from 6% to 8%, but I'm not a huge fan of taking every penny of money that we have left over this year and just putting it in the bank when we have over $700,000 in the bank already. I would like.
What do you got? We got $700,000 in the bank.
A little bit of carryover.
Where do you say we got 700,000?
Oh, I don't know. It's on those other sheets. I don't know. We have $1 million in assets, but it's like 300,000 is the road fund, so that means about 700,000 is.
No, it's right there, and then two, then the other two accounts, money market.
Checking, savings, 868. So we have even more than $700,000.
What?
Right. Total checking savings, $868,000.
Look, there's the website.
Hang on a second.
It's probably $600,000.
Yeah, because we have to buy the building. I mean, if we buy the building, or if
between the money market account and the general fund account.
If we buy the $125,000 land, then yeah, there's less. But yeah, I mean, we have $600,000 or $700,000 in the bank. So I think we
the two top ones, in the banking operating and the money market, there's only $540,000 in there.
Yes. At the end of February, it was $550,000.
This one doesn't have anything on the back.
And I'm all for running a fiscally, you know, sound budget and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, if there's a line item for carryover where we don't have to draw out of our bank account, I think we should carry over some for a couple of years since we're a little tight right now.
That was my plan, okay? But I can't put it on here. Again, I couldn't put it on here because we still have 4 months.
Correct.
Okay, and right now we've got a surplus of $85,000, but each month that continues to decrease as we get less revenue from our property tax in, because we won't get that much property tax in
until July.
Yeah, July is the next big chunk. Okay? And our delinquent property tax, since we've been doing so well with it, this is last month. You know, we've had 2 years now where we've been over the amount projected at $7,500. So I guess next month what we need to do is find out what we got left for delinquency property tax, which is the property tax that isn't in this year's category, okay? It's all the previous years, so it'd be 22 and before, okay? Because if we're less than 7,500, then we can't use 7,500 in that category, okay? But I knew we were above 10,000, so that's again, I'm kind of conservative, so I just projected that we get 3/4 of the 10% or the $10,000. This is, again, this is our budget. It's not mine. This is just me trying to help because I've done it so long. In fact, every budget that I proposed since 2017, when Ben's come on,
has been what I've put together. And I'm not doing that to brag. I'm just saying I've been doing it long enough to know that I don't like surprises. And now that we're doing the ordinance that we were doing, so we do revenue and expense, we just work off this worksheet. And that's why we can move it up and down without too much of a problem. We don't have to post anything in the paper or on the website. We just continue to put this stuff on. You know, we post our financial report every month and our profit and loss statement, which is where the categories are broke down for expense each month. So, again, my biggest problem right now, or our biggest problem, is we've got a definitely $18,364 that there's no way we can adjust these numbers on top to make up that $18,000. There's just absolutely no way. And even if we get lucky on the insurance premium tax, that increase that I had on my insurance was 14%, 16 on the motorcycle. And, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, even though it was that much, I only moved it from 150 to 155. Which it could be as much as 157, 158 based off of what we possibly could be looking at depending on what the insurance is for everybody's vehicle that's doing their insurance right. I'll put it that way. Okay? And again, that 2% is only going to amount to just about enough to cover this number that's out here on the side down on the waste sanitation. That's the projection for next year based off of the 3% increase.
And this is increasing the life insurance premium license fee percentage. So why do you have stuff on here about your vehicle and your motorcycle?
Because I wanted to show you how much that's going to make a difference in the premium so that you know about, you know,
but that doesn't have to do with life insurance.
I don't have life insurance on there because my life insurance is paid for. Okay.
Yeah, I know, but that's what this.
Well, we do all of them because you only get the premium tax on life insurance one time.
Yeah, for 1 year.
For 1 year.
The first year it's open.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're raising this from 6 to 8 on life insurance premiums. And then we get a portion of car registrations?
No, we don't get car registrations at all.
That's what I thought. Well, then what is this?
That's my insurance premiums for my house, my car. Your house insurance is on there. Your car insurance is on there. If you've got jewelry insurance, it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an umbrella. I've got an umbrella policy. That's on there. There's a whole...
We, as Worthington Hills, we get a portion of those things? Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a sales tax.
Okay.
Every insurance policy you buy has that on it. If you look at your insurance policy, you look at your premium statement, it's right there. This is how much. And they also charge to collect it. So, again, this is...
So, is this going to directly affect the residents of, I mean...
Anybody that's got insurance, it's going to directly affect.
The homeowners wind up paying the tax.
Right, exactly.
Well, the homeowners are already paying the tax. They're already paying
6%. I know, but if it bumps up 6 and then you take away the 2, I mean, it's more.
Well, I know it's more.
Right. Well, anyway, you have to sell them on that, not me.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, if you don't, you know, the thing is, if you don't do it tonight, again, it's...
Well, you know, why don't you put it to a vote, Bob? I mean,
Well, I want to make sure they got all their questions answered, Steve.
All right.
And I wanted to give them an example of how much extra it was going to cost me. Okay? That was the whole reason for putting that there, because I'm sure somebody had a question on how much more that was going to affect. And basically, you can see 2% increases based off of each one of the premiums, how much more it basically increases per line of business. You know, it's like anything else, you know. Prices go up. We can't control that. And I just, you know, I don't want to come up short on our budget, because it's worse than we have to go and post it on the paper so that we can put it on our website. Anyhow. All right.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right. I'm going to ask for, I will make the motion that we increase the premium insurance tax as it states on here from 8 to 6% on all lines.
6 to 8%.
Yeah, 6 to 8% on all lines beginning July 1st. It's ordinance number 1. And Steve will read it if we pass it, and if not, it'll just go into my stick of papers. Okay, so I'll make the motion. Then, are you seconding it? Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All right, we have to have a roll call vote since it's an ordinance. And I will start off and say yes. Commissioner Adams?
I'll vote yes.
Who's next in the alphabet? Commissioner Babel?
Can I abstain?
You can abstain, that's fine, but
I just,
you want to abstain?
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I'm not comfortable with that.
Commissioner Maupin?
No.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Okay, all right, I'll be home. I promise, sorry, bye. Yes.
Okay, Commissioner, what'd you say?
Yes.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All right, so we have 3 yeses, a no, and an abstain. Motion passes.
Okay.
You got the 8? You got the 8 one? Okay.
This one. 8%. Yes. All right, this is Ordinance 1, Series 23, City of Woodland Hills, Kentucky. Ordinance amended Ordinance 2, Series 2015, increasing the life insurance premium license fee percentage from 6% to 8%.
Go ahead, speak up a little bit.
Ordinance number 2, Series. Everybody has a copy of this?
Yes.
All right. Can you hear me, Linda?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Whereas
increased revenues are needed to the city to meet its financial obligations, be ordained by the City of Woodland Hills, that Ordinance Number 2, Series 2015, Section 2, which reads, Section 2, the license fee imposed upon each insurance company which issues life insurance policies on the lives of persons residing within the corporate limits of the city of Wilmington Hills shall be in the 6s stricken out pursuant to statute. That's the way it's done. That's the way it's done. Now, the first year's premiums actually collected within each calendar quarter by reason of the issuance of such policies shall be amended to read as follows. Section 2, the license fee imposed upon each insurance company which issues life insurance policies on the lives of persons residing within the corporate limits of the city of Wilmington Hills shall be 8%. That's underlined. Of the first year's premiums actually collected within each calendar quarter by reason of the issuance of such policies. Ordinance number 2, Series 2014, Section 3, which reads, Section 3, the license fee imposed upon each insurance company which issues any insurance policy which is not a life insurance policy shall be 6% lined out of the premiums actually collected within each calendar quarter by reason of the issuance of policies on risk located within the corporate limits of the city of Wilmington Hills, on those, that's got to be straight.
Yeah, that's the typo there.
We got two of those in there. and those classes of policies which such company is authorized to transact, lest any all premiums returned to policyholders shall be mandatory as follows. The license fee imposed upon each insurance company which issues any insurance policy which is not a life insurance policy shall be 8% underlying of the premiums actually collected within each account afforded by reason of issuance of policies on risk located within the corporate limits of the city of Woodland Hills. Now, most classes of policies which such companies authorized to transact, thus all premiums returned to policyholders. This order shall become effective July 1st, 2013, upon passage approval and publication by law. I don't have to pass and approve this. What's today's date?
21st. It's on the back.
On the back. All right. Well, that's what this is. I thought it was a day in person. All right. This day, 2023, by the commission. Now, if someone has that, we can.
I have it. I have a copy stapled.
If you can delete that extra line.
Well, I will. I will delete that.
The second page, so that won't affect.
It's in there twice. It says City of Worthington of Worthington Hills. It says it in section three, and then the amended section three.
I had one page. It was. One copy that was two pages.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Alright. What I'll do is I'll bring it down to you tomorrow.
You can scan it, Robin. I can sign it and send it back. That was my wife. The grandkids were over there babysitting. The water went out at my son's house. They're all over there showering and doing laundry. And the little one fell and hurt herself. So she wants to come home. The little one wants to come home.
Alright, well sign your copy.
I don't have a copy. Sure, it is. It's right here. That looks like it sticks. It's like, you know, it's like scratchers right out of chalkboard. Good evening, guys. I'm sorry. I'll just send you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to crush that ranking. I'm going to sign that, and that way I can fix the card. We'll resign it again. If we have to. I have a second one here that has two pages to it. Okay. All right. That's all I had. Commissioner's report.
We didn't do new business.
What?
We didn't even get the new business.
Yeah, we just did new
the
business.
The audit thing was new business.
That was all new business. I had one more thing.
Okay.
I had a citizen, you know how we've had the garbage around the picnic tables for a while? I had a citizen request that we put a garbage can in there. I wanted to see what you all thought about me pricing out a garbage can, something that's made of metal that we can chain to the picnic tables, and then we can have Max and Blanca change it once a week or something. I don't know. Y'all have any thoughts on that? To clean up there's like picnic tables in the east end, and people leave garbage around them all the time.
There's still. Let me put it this way.
To me, I take those picnic tables and I'd set them in concrete.
Well, they aren't moving. They're chained.
Yeah, they're chained together.
And they haven't moved since we chained them.
Because I thought somebody picked both of them up and moved them.
No, well, they did, but we chained them to the tree, so they can't move them. But let me state that we have plastic bags tied to the table. Dennis will tell you that. We have, and they still don't find a way to put the trash in the trash bags.
Well, sure. I mean, that's human nature.
So even putting a trash can out there, we had a trash can out there at one time. You know what they ended up doing? They ended up making it a fire pit. Okay? If you go from the trash can, you know where the picnic tables are? Mm-hmm. If you go catty corner towards Dickerson,
you'll find a square where they had cement blocks. In fact, they had marked all over them.
Yeah, and Don and I cleaned those up in 2019.
Yeah.
And that lasted how long?
Yeah.
Day or two?
So, yeah, they basically ended up now using that for shooting off their fireworks, okay? And so putting the trash can out there, and this is just my, you know, being over there enough. I went through there one day because I saw two guys that had been hanging on Ludenberg. They had been on the corner of Ludenberg and Northumberland. And when I came back around, they were gone. So I went down and went in through Pulaski on that easement there and went through, and they were at the picnic table. Okay? And which surprised them, because normally if you come down from anywhere else, they see you coming and they take off. So I come around a corner and they were there. So I talked to them. They seemed like nice enough guys. But I asked them, I said, hey, if you guys are going to be down here, you know, at least put the trash in the trash bag if you see it. We'd really appreciate it. And the one guy got up and started putting trash in the trash bag. But, of course, that was only as long as I was there.
Yeah.
Okay. Went down there. When Dennis and I went down there to check on the tree.
Is there a trash bag there?
Trash bags were there, but they were gone.
No, there was the other guy.
Yeah. Okay. So
who's putting them there?
Harold, I think, is doing it.
Okay.
I don't know.
It wasn't us. I believe Harold did it because they were tight. You know how they have mesh on the top?
Yeah, I know he was picking it up when he mowed, but he hasn't mowed, you know, in several months. So I'm thinking that's why she's contacted us.
Well, here again, we have issues down there, okay?
But, I mean, that's fine.
Could,
if we're putting bags there, you know, I can tell her that.
You know how you had the white bags with the pink ties? That's how we tied up. They were being tied on to that mesh. But here, you know, and there was two of them there. Okay? So the one was off. We tied it back up. And, you know, again, there was still trash laying around. And I'm afraid to pick up the trash because part of the trash is 2 liter bottles that have the tops cut off of them. And that's what they used to cook crack in. Okay? So we don't know when that's happening. The guys that were there when I was there, they didn't have any 2 liter bottles, so I don't know if it's happened at night either.
Are security people patrolling that area at all?
If we ever get our community building, I think the first thing we ought to do is have a class on manners. I'm just saying.
Are we having security
events? I've seen reports where the one guy does get out and do foot patrols, and one day he did mention the green space.
Goodness. Yeah.
Most of our patrols are night.
It's usually the same two characters. And I think most of the time they're cut in school.
They come out
early in the morning. If they're not in school,
they
stay up there for a while.
Yeah.
And then they make it to the picnic table and set for the whole day.
Is that it?
That is pretty much all I have. The rest of it's in my commissioner report. I think I'll go ahead and respond to the citizen for right now that we have bags and we're going to go ahead and place bags there, and for her to just keep an eye on it and let me know what's going on. And of course, I'll have Max.
All right, why don't you go ahead with your report.
Commissioner report, February 22nd and March 21st. I'll participate in the radio check with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight regarding the tree that fell between 4614 and 4615. So I support Maximus Lawn Care was going to clear the tree out of our COWH property area, but requested that we survey and mark the property lines first. Called Mayor Stoneman and informed him of this. Mayor Stoneman and Commissioner Metcalf went on site to check the downed tree situation between 4614 and 4616 Pulaski Court and found that the downed tree that the citizen complained about last month had been totally removed. They informed me of this, so I didn't have to have Maximus Lawn Care do any work to clear it out of CMWH property. Citizen called about a tree being down between her Oakhurst neighbor and her property, informed the citizen that the removal of the tree is going to have to be handled between her and her Oakhurst neighbor, that City of Worthington Hills isn't involved in that. Received a call from a citizen about trash in the easement near the picnic table area, looking into getting a trash receptacle placed in that area. Maximus Lawn Care performed the following work: split some wood from the maple tree behind 12001 Luray Court and surveyed storm damage and got an estimate together from his tree contractor to clean up the areas of the green space damaged by the recent storms. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Commissioner Metcalf, go ahead.
I drove the city on multiple occasions, conducted radio checks on 22123 using Channel 11. Went to post office with Mayor Stoneman each Friday. Went to post office with Mayor Stoneman on Tuesday, 3/14/23. Observed the radar sign on North Oakland not working. I checked it and reconnected the power cord. On 3/16/23 a.m., I checked into a GMR's radio net using the city call center, WRKI-278. Went to the storage area with Mayor Stoneman, 3/17/23. Issued one parking permit on 3823 for 3908 Northumberland. Opened up radio checks tonight, 3/21/23 using Channel 12. On 3/16/23 attended core pipeline safety training for first responders.
Commissioner Moulton.
You want to go first,
Lydia? All right, Commissioner Babel, go ahead.
2/22/23. Radio check with Safety Commissioner Metcalf. Thank you for your patience. 2/24/23 followed up with the homeowner at 11005 Lunenburg Court about her concerns with the drainage problem on her property. She still has not returned my call. Scheduled a time for us to meet with a representative of MSB. 3/16, attended the coordinated response pipeline safety program, and it was very interesting. 3/17/23, I contacted the homeowner at 12128 Bay Run and provided him with the cost of moving the speed bump sign in his yard to accommodate the widening of his driveway. I informed him, I hope I was correct, that the clerk would send him the bill.
We'll send Dan, can we do bills on the QuickBooks?
Yeah.
Give it Dan. With the mail.
Alrighty. That's all I have.
Okay, 3/1/22 received an email from Bev in regards to another water bill coming in for an additional $1,440 added to the amount that I disputed February 21, which we already discussed in our business. On 3/2, I called the water company. She said she would listen to the tape. 3/3, she called back and said that the fee would be waived, like we spoke about in our business. 3/4, Dennis let me know of a leaning street light at the corner of Lunenburg and Bay Run. He had given me, I believe, 4526, something like that. So 3/6, I reported and reported the leaning street light with LG&E. 3/10, I did a street light check and it was still leaning. So 3/11, I called and reported the leaning street light, and the rep told me it had something to do with the wrong address. So I had wrote down two other streets, our home addresses, and I gave her those, and she said she could locate it. And then on 3/11, I received an email from a resident in regards to wanting a yard waste bin, and said he had spoke to Rumpke. They told him they didn't provide them, referred him back to the city, and I told him that we didn't provide them either. We couldn't get them at an additional cost. He asked what would be better, a garbage can, recycle bags, and I suggested the recycle bags. And then he had questions about adding onto his driveway, and I referred him back to Mayor Bob. I emailed him to email Bob. 316 attended the pipeline meeting, read all of the emails, and attended the meeting this evening, and we'll do the radio check. Commissioner Metcalf, that's it.
Thank you. All right, Commissioner Adams. I haven't done anything with anything else, okay? But there is those four that you probably need to check on. Go back up to Pacelli Place on this open record she gave us.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What do I need to do?
We don't have anything. I don't have anything on it.
Okay.
All right.
I found a typo. I'm trying to figure out where it was.
Before we adjourn, Bev, how much do you make a month?
$700.
Okay, and how much of an increase were you wanting?
Last time it was $100.
Okay.
Okay.
We shall take that into consideration.
Thank you. And I was going to say, I noticed on the agenda that we didn't have Steve give us anything update on the anytime waste.
That's right.
We skipped that line, so maybe we need to.
I was so concerned about the liens getting released that I didn't decide to bother him about.
So maybe we can make sure that's on the agenda for next month.
Okay. I did talk to Steve about that. If you want to hear about this, I talked to Steve today because I was trying to find out what we could possibly expect as a settlement, and on the Anytime case, he said it was around, he didn't give me a direct number, but it was around $9,000, okay? And we have to also remember that he gets 25% of that, so if it was $10,000, we'd get $7,500. So just take it down from that, okay? Just to let you know that it's not a substantial amount like we got from waste management. It's just a portion, okay? And it may be enough that it would make it's not going to make that much difference, period.
No, but it's some money.
It's some money, but we don't even know. But I asked him, I says, is the case going to be settled before the fiscal year ends, or is it going to be settled after in the new fiscal year?
Yeah.
He couldn't even answer that question.
Well,
because
if it's after, we definitely need to put it in the
carryover
for the following.
Well, if we haven't gotten it by, see, we end our budget paperwork at the June.
Yeah.
Okay. So if it's not settled by that time, then we know it's in 24.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can make the adjustments at that period, also projecting that it might be in there. But then again, we may not win. So
correct.
Do you really put it in or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I would put it in more of the carryover category.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than
the idea of a carryover, that when I was doing, when I looked at this, I'm like, we're going to end up 20 to 30,000 possibly, because we have a small amounts in different categories, and if we don't have any white stuff between now and next month, okay, then we're looking right just under $20,000 there. Okay, well, she's had a little bit more on her signage, so probably 19,000, but we've got stuff like that we've got in our training. We've got money left over from it. We've got a few dollars left over from, I don't know what all it was. The
wages are pretty well fixed. The only thing that's different is, are as of the 1st of January, our unemployment, required unemployment. I've been trying to ask why the heck we, the elected people have to have it, okay? Anyhow, that went from 7% down to 3%, or 7% to 0.3%, because they went from a three-year time period to a one-year time period. So we've got some little mediocre stuff in between that, when it comes down to it, the plan was, is anything that we had left over, most of it, if not all of it, was going into carryover. Okay? So that'll give us, but we don't know how much that's going to be and at this time. Right, but I'm expecting that amount, a large portion of it, is going to make up this deficit that we currently are sitting with on the Rumpke pickup, on the Rumpke's pickup, okay?
Correct.
So, if I don't have it...
Is it on security? Because I know it's dropped it $14,000.
Well, that was the snow money went to Dennis last year to increase security. I don't know if that completely happened. We did buy the speed limit transponder sign. And we did have Tate in a little bit, but now he's moving the money. I mean, I just moved it in July, so it's not even been moved the whole year.
Okay.
Those speed signs came out of different budgets. We'll get a government.
Yeah, that money we got.
We can only use it.
Yeah, HB 413. It's every year in June. I have to send a copy of the contract to Frankfurt, and then we get a portion of the court cases. And it's been.
We let it accumulate till we have enough.
Yeah, it's been about in between $1,000 and $1,200 every quarter. Okay, so those speed signs. That's the reason why we got one, and then we got another, because we got the first one. With the first time we had a build up, we got the second with the second.
Okay.
And that's how we also got those emergency packs and the radios.
Okay.
All that money is, we can apply it to the security, but we had things that we needed to have.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Thank you for telling me that.
All right. If there's nothing else.
And I don't mean to ask a lot of questions.
It's okay.
Remember, I'm here. Yeah, you are here.
Well, that's fine.
Well, I don't want a motion for it tonight, but I do want to look at increasing the commissioner pay, you know, further down the line. So, just FYI, because we haven't had a raise.
You'll be paying yourself with the taxes.
We haven't had a raise in, I don't know, do you even know?
Yes, 2015.
Okay, 8 years.
And you know why we got, know why the rate changed in 2015?
Because... the old mayor and his wife. And
well, they basically, in 2014, we had the big stoves. Remember the big stoves we had in February and March in 2014? Anyhow, they had
the polar vortex.
Yeah. They had $82,000 worth of snow removal that year. Okay? They motioned for an increase in taxes. That's when I screamed, in August about them. Okay, they increased our taxes 26.9%, which meant just 6 cents on 100. Okay, went from 23 to 29.
And then they gave themselves raises.
They gave themselves a raise at the same time. Okay, that's when they had in 15 when I came on the March meeting. Steve announced that they were called.
Did they immediately do it or? Did they not do it until the
well, they couldn't because they put it in. They approved the rate increase. The rate increase was illegitimate because it doesn't meet
it.
It was too much.
They weren't allowed to
increase. They did. They could have done it.
They could only
have been adjourned yet.
Yeah. Well, you can do it if you have gone proper procedures. And the proper procedure is you have to vote. You have to announce for 2 weeks in a row. Prior to the public meeting when you approve your rate increase if it's more than 4%. Okay? That's 132.027 if you want to check it. Okay? And that was what they didn't do. And that's how I called them on it. It was the only law that I knew at the time that affected my pocketbook. Okay? So, when I right before I became commissioner, I went to the orientation in December. I approached KLC on this issue. They says they can't do that, and we'll get you the information. Well, they got me the information. I had it for the December meeting, but one of the commissioners died, and that put it all in an uproar. Okay, so in the January meeting, I gave it to them. I guess they decided they were going to check on it. Come February, they hadn't done anything. March, Steve comes in and announces that, yes, we're obligated to return that amount back to what was legal or whatever we agree on, but we got to agree on it tonight. So they took it back to 23 cents on the 100, and all that money could not be credited. The way the law is written, it can't be credited to your tax bill. It has to be reimbursed.
Yeah,
so the $40,000 that they got cost them $45,000 to pay back because it had to be paid back through an agency. They could not do it themselves. So, here again. That's,
so, did they really pay everybody back? I mean,
we sent the checks. They sent the checks with the tax bill.
Yeah, I got like $85 back.
Oh, really? Because I don't know if I got one back or not, which is par for the course in this place.
Well, it came in the tax bill. So, it was stuffed in there as a separate piece of paper. Okay? So, that's it. That's the story. So, I hear a motion to adjourn. Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
Second, yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Maltin.
Thank you, Jeff.